Page Fright is recorded on the traditional unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Podcast that I host. It's the only one in the world that I do. And typically I sit here in the office and I talk to a poet. I get on Zoom with them or whatever platform and we chat about their work. We talk about their new books. And sometimes I read books outside of the podcast, believe it or not. And I guess that anything that I read, I had to create content with because I decided to start reviewing books. And this is the second book that I'm going to be reviewing in an ongoing series of reviews that I hope, you know, it brings some more attention to the books that I'm reviewing. This book that we're going to be talking about today is called If You Discover a Fire by Sean Robinson. And the reason I am reviewing it is not just because it is a fantastic collection. And I mean, one of my favorite books. There would normally, when I talk about books, be some sort of qualifier after that. Like, oh, one of my favorite books to come out in this year by, you know, from this area or whatever. Or one of my favorite books about this. No. If You Discover a Fire is one of my favorite books. And I was so excited after I talked to Sean to have him putting this book out into the world and having a chance to read it. It really got me excited. And so when this book came out in 2020 amid the pandemic and didn't get as much attention as maybe it should have, I thought, well, this is a fantastic book. And so now that I'm doing this, it was one of the first ones that came to mind. So we're going to get into a review. I'm going to talk a little bit about the language in here and the things that are going on in the background and how I came to this book. But the first thing I want to do to get you acquainted with Sean Robinson's work is read my favorite poem from the book, which is called Trivia Night. Trivia Night. It's important to get things wrong, even if it feels like fighting with a lover. Forgetting important dates and the names of her friends, and she thinks it means you don't care. We do care, America, just not about your state parks or your presidents, the pretty coins stamped with their faces spinning through the pub's gloom to settle a bet about the year we landed on the moon. Remember that, America? High-fiving the cosmos, trampling the dusty surface of eternity? 400 whatever years after Vasco da Gama discovered whatever it was? Florida, maybe, or fire, or the Fountain of Youth, which I imagine surrounded by marble parrots and bubbling like a vodka soda. It doesn't matter if it's real. The helicopter has only existed since 1936. The zipper was invented in 1891, and before that we lived without it. Picture Lincoln fumbling with hooks and loops above a chamber pod in the Ford Theater moments before every fact he's ever known is blown through a hole in the back of his head. And the facts in yours will one day rot into a black soup. The capitals floating in a stateless void. Every letter of Mississippi emptied into the Gulf. Isn't that why you come? To test yourself in the blackout shrine of a neighborhood pub? To honor the knowledge you've lived without? You know as much as you need to. Your mother's maiden name floating inside you like a slice of lime in a vodka soda. You know the story and the shortcut. The password and the prayer. You know you'll wake on your bathroom floor, the toilet glowing above you like a ceramic moon, like a match struck on your zipper in the dark room of everything you've forgotten. I mean, how cool is that poem? I don't know if my reading's going to do it any justice, but check out this book and check out that poem. Now, this book came out with Brick Books in 2020, as I mentioned. It's a pandemic baby, and a lot of the books that came out that year not only were just like fantastic books, but I felt like they're fantastic books that people just didn't give enough praise to. If I were somebody who was writing reviews in 2020, which I was not, it just wasn't something I was doing, this is a book that would have been probably first in line for me to review. I really loved Sean Robinson's book, If You Discover a Fire. It's fantastic. Sean has been on the podcast before. He came on for a quick 5-10 minute interview as part of the Best Canadian Poetry series of interviews I've been doing the past few years. Rob Taylor organized that. Thank you, Rob, for organizing that, putting me in touch with Sean. And Sean and I talked about kind of specific language that comes out of, well, really specific cultures. And so we were talking about firefighting specifically, and like wilderness firefighting, which is what Sean used to do. And we talked a lot about the specificity of the language that evolved from that. Since then, I've been thinking about how that language and the specificity of language and sort of these really, really particular terms come out of different areas of my life. The main one being like hockey has so many specific terms and a completely different language sometimes. But regardless, this is a book that uses specific language in a way that introduces you to terms and challenges you at times to look them up, but in a way that is not at all alienating. I don't think there's a point where I had to put the book down and fully try to figure out what was going on. It was a book that I was able to get through and use context clues to figure out the meanings of words, which for me as somebody with, you know, a short amount of patience and a really short attention span is something that's really nice as a reader. I really appreciate that. And the fact that the meaning in these poems was there the first time I read through meant a lot to me at the time. But as I've read on and reread this book multiple times over the past couple of years, more meaning emerges. And that, I think, is what really makes this book stand out to me, is just how well it stands up to that test of being read and reread and being read more deeply each time. I'm always, when I reread this book, finding a poem that I like more this time, or a line that really stands out to me that I didn't notice before. And I think that's something that's really remarkable about Robinson's work, is just the fact that he's able to produce these little lines that you'll read through the poem the first time and it might not catch your eye, but when you go through again and you really start dissecting, you can see how precise and intentional every line in these poems is. And yet they come off casual. The poems come off as, you know, just kind of thoughts coming out of the mind of the speaker and being put down in a way that isn't necessarily processed or precise. But I've talked a lot already about the specificity of Robinson's language, and I think that particularity lends itself not just to giving the reader a new set of terms that they might not know already, but also to being very intentional with the word choice in here, and being very intentional with the way that the poems are organized, because the flow throughout them, the way that the ideas connect with one another, is really quite beautiful as well. Now, if you are one of those people who reads poetry because you want to know what's going on in the world, first off, I'm one of you. I don't know what I really come to poems for, but one of those things I think is just a sense of like trying to figure out some sort of larger meaning to specific instances in our lives. And that's where I think, if you've been listening to this review so far and you're like, well, Andrew, you just keep talking about specific things, I don't need to hear specific images or specific words, I want to hear things that are larger and a little bit more grand and significant, well, don't turn away yet, because this book is a really, really powerful mix of those two things. I think the mix of the personal and specific sort of things with the universal, which is always really important to me as a reader, is done just incredibly well in this book, to the point where you might walk into a poem like we did in the poem that I read earlier, thinking we're going to be reading about a pub trivia night, and end up getting a lot of meaning out of it for other areas of your life. And obviously, I just read that poem quickly on a podcast, and you just heard it now. And so I really do recommend you look up that poem, the book, get the book, read the poem, read the book, because more and more becomes obvious the more you read through these poems. I don't think it's fair to read this book once. I think you'll get a lot out of it if you read it once, but I think you'll get so much out of it if you read it a couple times. And it's really powerful in that respect. And, you know, I've talked a little bit about this kind of mix of the personal and the universal that's going on in here. One of the notes I wrote down that I'm now trying to interpret myself before I started recording this review was that every poem feels like it's telling us something we need to hold close, something that we need to remember. It feels almost like there's a moral to a lot of these poems, and that there's always something to take away. Now, I think using the word moral is probably incorrect, because that implies the existence of just one per poem. That's not the case. There's so many great tidbits of knowledge and wisdom and just meaning going on in these poems that there's a lot to extract from the book. So I would really recommend picking it up and reading it through a couple times. This is a book that I have admired not just for a couple weeks or a month, but for years now, a couple years now, which is crazy because I feel like it just came out. But my copy is beat up as hell. I should probably buy another one. I've underlined the heck out of it and was just so happy to get a chance to read more of Sean Robinson's work. The last thing I'll mention about this book, if you are a fan of a line break that creates new meaning, this is a good book for you. I really enjoyed the way that these lines are broken. The enjambment is awesome. Just the way that, like, a line will end and you'll think you understand what that line means, and then you start reading the next one and suddenly the context of that first line is completely changed. It's really cool. It keeps you on your toes as a reader, and I think it's something that I really aspire to do more of in my own work. I think Robinson's done it really, really well in this book. It's one that I would recommend, obviously, or I wouldn't be reviewing it like this right now. But I really do hope that you'll check out. This is a fantastic poet. I believe it's his debut. I'm just checking the back because usually it says there. Yes, it is. It does say on the back. This is Sean Robinson's debut collection. I hope there's more to come because I love this book. And I hope you'll pick it up. It's also just a fantastic, like, looking book. The cover is so cool. The pages feel really cool. And Brick has just done a fantastic job yet again with designing this book. So I do recommend you check it out. Again, this book, all the links, all the info down below. It's called If You Discover a Fire by Sean Robinson. It's a book of poems. Incredible book. Check it out. I will be back soon with probably another review, I would guess, before another interview. I do have another interview scheduled, so there will be one in September, but lots more content coming out, so do follow the PageFright feed if you want more book reviews, interviews with Canadian poets and poets from elsewhere, probably eventually too. Yeah, thanks for listening. It's great to have you in this space, and it's great to know people are listening to this and hopefully checking out the books that I'm talking about. It feels at times like you're talking into a void on a podcast, but even more so when you're doing it alone, like I am for these reviews. So thank you for listening.